You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Sunday celebrated the Jubilee of the Sick and Disabled, calling for solidarity and mutual acceptance in a world that is obsessed with the perfection of appearances and that turns away from frailty and illness. The Pope's words came during his homily at Mass in St. Peter's Square in the presence of thousands of sick and disabled people and their caregivers. Reminding the faithful that even sickness, suffering and death are taken up in Christ and in him find their ultimate meaning, Pope Francis said that each of us, sooner or later, is called to face, at times painfully, frailty and illness, both our own and those of others. And he said it is thought that sick or disabled persons cannot be happy since they cannot live the lifestyle held up by the culture of pleasure and entertainment. In an age, he said, when care for one's body has become an obsession and a big business, anything imperfect has to be hidden away, since it threatens the happiness and serenity of the privileged few and endangers the dominant model.
Nell'epoca in cui una certa cura del corpo è divenuta mito di massa.
And warning against a culture that believes that such persons should best be kept apart in some enclosure, even a gilded one, or in islands of pietism or social welfare, so they do not hold back the pace of a false well-being, the Pope said it is an illusion when people today shut their eyes in the face of sickness and disability, because they fail to understand the real meaning of life, which also has to do with accepting suffering and limitations. The world, he said, does not become better because only apparently perfect people live there. But when human solidarity, mutual acceptance and respect increase, and he pointed out that suffering is not only physical but also spiritual, and saying that happiness can be expressed in any number of ways and attained only if we are capable of loving, Pope Francis said, it is always a matter of love. There is no other path.
Amare. Nonostante tutto.
The true challenge, he said, is that of who loves the most, how many disabled and suffering persons open their hearts to life again as soon as they realize they are loved. Jesus, he reminded us, is the physician who heals with the medicine of love, for he takes upon himself our suffering and redeems it. The way we experience illness and disability, he said, is an index of the love we are ready to offer, and the way we face suffering and limitation is the measure of our freedom to give meaning to life's experiences, even when they strike us as meaningless and unmerited. So let us not be disturbed, the Pope concluded, by these tribulations. We know that in weakness we can become strong and receive the grace to fill up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for his body, the Church, which carries its wounds, the mark of a hard struggle, but they are wounds, he said, transfigured forever by love.
Sono piaghe trasfigurate per sempre dall'amore.
I'm Linda Bordoni.